This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Josh, what does Christmas look like at Jesus Clubs?
Christmas looks like a lot of Christmas celebrations out there, except it's a lot more fun at Jesus Club.
A lot more fun. Josh.
Absolutely.
You have raised the stakes from the kickoff. All right, my friend. Explain for us how it is so much more fun at Jesus Clubs.
Well, we have our normal, most of the clubs will have their Christmas meeting and they go through a normal Jesus Club meeting, which is singing songs, participating in like discussion groups, doing some craft and games. But at the Christmas functions that I've seen, we have balloons being hit around the hall. We have gigantic beach balls being headbutted. And we have, you know, leaders of the clubs and members of the Jesus Clubs running around with silly hats. And of course, there's a whole lot more food. So that makes all the difference.
Oh, Josh, you had me at gigantic beach balls, funny hats and lots of food. That does sound pretty fun. What's going on at Jesus Clubs? And for people who don't know much about Jesus Clubs, what goes on at Jesus Club? Who are the members? Who are the other people that are involved in setting them up?
So what we do, Jesus Club Community, we help churches establish their own local church ministry for adults with intellectual disability. So we provide a proven template. We've been going about 15 years in Sydney and beyond. We do teaching, we do singing at the start, and we do discussion groups, which come in various levels depending on the type of intellectual disability that the adults have. Of course, we have supper as well, which is sometimes the favourite part of the Jesus Club. But the most important part is the teaching about Jesus.
And Josh, what kind of difference do you think Jesus Club makes in the lives of the adults who are living with disability that come along, not just for them though, but for their families as well?
Yeah, it's a life-saving difference. The unique thing about Jesus Club Community and all the Jesus Club programs at multiple churches across Sydney is that our main emphasis is teaching the Bible. But the problem with adults with intellectual disability is most of them are concrete thinkers and they're unable to think in abstract terms.
Oh, okay, so, right, yes.
So things like salvation, faithfulness, all the poetic language, the symbolic language that the Bible's full of, you know, Jesus is the bread of life, they can't really grasp it. So what we talk about instead of salvation is we talk about how God loves us all, and we can all become friends with Jesus forever.
That's a great way to put that. I really like the sound of that.
So we try to make the complex, abstract concepts very simple. And the Christian message is a very simple message, really. We're sinners. We need salvation. We have a Savior available to us. We grab all the difficult concepts or the general concepts of the New Testament message, and we write them into lessons and craft and games activities so that our members, that is adults with intellectual disabilities of all sorts, can actually understand the salvation message, because we're all sinners and we all need Jesus to save us.
Josh, I reckon our wider community could take some lessons from the approach of Jesus Club. In particular, when it comes to Christmas then, what do you think our wider community could learn or should take from the way that Jesus Club celebrates the birth of Jesus?
The members, they really do understand the message. The way that we are able to teach it, they really do understand it. And they'll say things like, oh, you know, Jesus was born on Christmas Day so that he could die on the cross for us. And they'll tell their family and friends about Jesus and Jesus Club as well. Probably one of the big takeaways about the way Jesus Club does things at Christmas time is just to remember that we are all made in God's image, and that includes people with a severe physical or intellectual disability. And we're all sinners, so we all need to understand the good news of Jesus, that we can all be friends of Jesus and have a chance to accept that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.